Track 6, back to the news. Charity calls on men to get below the belt. A Newton Abbott-based charity is putting out a call to local men and their families to get involved in a series of events aimed at raising awareness of male cancers. Wellbeing in Action is taking its message below the belt this September with two very different events designed to get men talking about cancer, recognising the warning signs and supporting those going through diagnosis and treatment. The charity's first event, Below the Belt, Live Sober Conversations, promises an evening of frank and open discussion rather than a traditional health lecture. From 7 p.m. on Thursday, September the 10th, at the River End Community Space at the Maltings, men who have experienced cancer will join knowledgeable guests on the sofa to share their experiences and talk openly about the cancers that affect men. Organisers hope the event will give men the confidence to recognise changes in their bodies, know when to seek medical advice, and understand why detecting cancer early can make such a difference. Then comes the Cheeky Walk, a sponsored fundraising challenge with a distinctly unusual dress code. Participants are being asked to put on their finest, funniest, or most outrageous underwear and walk the Templar Way from the River End Community Space to Bobby Tracy FC. And there is no need to worry about walking the route in your underwear. The charity says pants can be worn over shorts on trousers. While the event, which takes place at 1 p.m. on Sunday, September the 20th, is intended to be fun, there's a serious purpose behind it. Money raised will help support local people going through cancer diagnosis and treatment, while the walk will also show solidarity with men currently facing cancer. For more information, contact wellbeingaction at gmail.com or visit the Wellbeing in Action page on Facebook.
Step back in time as vintage buses return. The sights and sounds of a bygone era of public transport will return to Newton Abbott this September, when a fleet of vintage buses takes to the town streets. The Devon General Remembered event, organised by Devon General Society, will be based at High Week Way and will give visitors the opportunity to ride on historic buses and explore routes across the surrounding area. The society was formed in 1982 to perpetuate interest in the former Devon General Omnibus and Touring Company. Its annual events help keep the history of Devon's bus services alive, bringing together historic vehicles and enthusiasts. A variety of free bus journeys will operate on Sunday, September the 6th, with trips ranging from 30 minutes to an hour. Routes include Sandygate, Ipplepen, Cumintean Head, Tynmouth, Idford and Chudley, alongside an open-top circular tour. Travel on the vintage buses is free, although visitors are encouraged to purchase a souvenir programme, either in advance or at the event. Money raised will help the society meet the costs of organising the event. There will be dedicated connections from Newton Abbott Railway Station, making it possible for visitors arriving by train to reach the event at High Week Way. Return services will also operate during the afternoon. High Week Way is approximately a 5-minute walk from the main town centre bus stops in Sherborne Road. Some of the buses taking part are up to 70 years old, and as a result, they are not designed to carry wheelchairs. Small wheelchairs can be folded and may be carried in luggage areas, subject to space. Full departure times will be available in the souvenir programme and displayed at the High Week Way bus stop.
Invisible speed camera has now been replaced. A controversial Newton Abbott speed camera, which has caught 12,000 drivers breaking the limit in the past year, has been replaced. Now, a local councillor wants to know why, amid speculation that the original camera may not have complied with regulations. And, he says, that could even call into question the validity of the speeding tickets already issued, each landing a driver with a fee between £85 and £100. The camera at Ashburton Road in Newton Abbot has caught more than 12,000 drivers doing more than 30 miles per hour since it was installed in August 2025. Supporters say it has cut speeds on the busy road and improved safety as a result, but it also attracted criticism for being hard to see from the driver's seat. One driver said it was invisible. It has now been replaced by a more substantial bright yellow camera installation. Vision Zero, the organisation that seeks to end road fatalities and improve safety, says the camera has been taken down and moved to a new pole to make it easier to see. But that has prompted local Teignbridge councillor Phil Bullivant to question the way the camera was installed in the first place. At a recent meeting, he called on the council to ask the Highways Authority why the camera had been installed, who decided when and where it should be installed, and how many people had been issued with tickets for doing 35 miles an hour or less. He also wanted to know if the installation in Ashburton Road met national standards for speed camera locations. He told the meeting, "Speeding is unacceptable at any time, but it appears that the installation of this camera does not conform to national standards. If you put in an installation, it has to conform to the standards, and this does not. Now that the original camera has been taken down and replaced, Councillor Bullivant has submitted more questions to the Highways and Traffic Orders Committee, which takes care of Teignbridge traffic issues." He said the original camera had been installed on a lamppost without visibility or prominence of other traffic cameras across Devon, but he had been assured that it fully complied with legal requirements. Subsequently, the camera installation has been replaced by a much more prominent structure that does match other installations across Devon, he said. As the committee members gave the original information that the installation was fully compliant, why was the installation changed and what was the cost? Also, if the original installation was assessed as not meeting installation requirements and therefore needed replacement, what impact does this have on the over 12,000 speeding tickets issued by the original installation? A spokesperson for Vision Zero said, "This camera has just been moved to a new pole to make it more visible, and Devon County Council has been also approached for comment."